You're listening to the Nuff Said podcast, real strategies for customer success.
Hey, this is Chris, co-founder of Nuff Said. And on today's show, we talked to Lane Holt from Gainsight about maturing your digitally led CS program. The most important thing we learned is that digitally led CS is completely separate from low touch or tech touch. The digitally led strategy is about how to provide great digital experiences with customers of any segment, including medium touch and high touch. So that's the TLDR. Let's jump in.
I'm Lane Holt, Director of Scale Programs here at Gainsight. Gainsight is an organization that really supports our customers and clients in end-to-end journeys with their customers to help drive towards customer success and the success of their clients across our platforms, as well as our customers' platforms as well. So I've been with Gainsight for 4 years. I came here as a CSM, moved into leadership roles, and then earlier this year took on this role to really figure out how do we do success at scale and what is included in it. So we started this year as a team of one. We're exiting this year as a mighty team of eight with plans to continue to grow our team next year because of the success that we've really seen over the course of the year and the improvements that we've made across our customer base, not just in one segment, but all the way up into our global teams as well.
Amazing. And so many companies right now are thinking about how to level up their digitally led customer success programs. So maybe we can just start by defining, what does it mean to be part of a digitally led team? How is it structured? What types of programs do you run? I think the audience would appreciate hearing from you on how you do it.
That's a great question, because a lot of times when I talk to organizations and they talk about how, like, they're building a digital led success program, or they want to figure out how to do this, they're typically talking about a small segment of their customers, or maybe it might not be small, but they're smaller ARR customers. So it might be their 80% of their long tail. When I approached this and we started really looking at it, we said that there's so much more that we can do if we look across our customer base. And as we were starting to trial and test new things, we noticed that was true. Like, there were things that we were doing into trial in one segment of customers that we should just do across the board. So how my team is made up, we cross all of our scale programs. So that includes retention and adoption marketing. It includes customer advocacy. We have a one-to-many ops team. One person handles our in-app messages. One person handles our customer emails. And then I have a team of pooled CSMs who support our customers. So together, we make up our scaled programs. And as you can tell in the way that that's set up, only a small portion of it is dedicated to that SMB and fast growth segment. So that's really how we've structured the team to really think about our customer journey across the board.
And digitally led sounds like it's more than just sending automated pieces of content at specific moments in a customer journey. Can you talk about other types of programs that you run as part of digitally led?
When we think about our programs and when we started building this out, we started at a customer lifecycle. So we said, what are the moments in that customer lifecycle that really have the most impact? And when you start looking at that, your customer lifecycle still has the same key moments from, you know, your smallest segment to your largest segment. It's just, how do you approach them? So when we first started doing this, one of the first programs we set up was a user journey. So we said, a new user logs into Gainsight for the very first time. What do they need to experience? And that was our very first program that we stood up. And at the same time, we said, this impacts our global accounts and everyone else in between, because our CSMs can't always know exactly when someone logs in for the first time and train them. So that's an example of one of the programs that we have. We also run programs, as we start to think about our retention and our adoption marketing, we initially start a program that's a little bit more across the board so that we have the assets. And then we start dropping them into the life cycle at the right time. So thinking of it as create once, use many times, but it's not just that content. Like, how do I just get this email out to this customer? How do I just get this one information? It's really making sure that you provide the right message at the right time to the right user. Because someone who's been in the platform for a year doesn't need to know how to, you know, go navigate to the first page that you want them to navigate to. But someone who's logging in for the very first time does need to do that. And the similar thing when you think about the account lifecycle. At the account lifecycle, you're going to have an executive business review at different points, but how you deliver it from a smaller segment to a larger segment is different. And so as we look at these programs more for our segment of digitally led customers, more of our SMB fast growth, we do that automation to pull the content together and then we share it to the customer. The piece to this that I really want organizations to understand is it's digital first, not necessarily digital only, because you still have to have those listening posts for risks, for adoption changes, for new sponsors. Because by having those listening posts can be automated, but there's still typically an action that has to happen. It also is very dependent on your organization. If you have 100,000 customers, you're not going to have someone reach out to all of them. And those are probably going to be more fully digital motions there. But depending on your customer base, the makeup of it, really figuring out first what things can we assist with digital or lead first with digital, and then continue to scale them out. So when we think about it, it's really more of our one-to-manys. What are we doing on a one-to-many scale? So across the team, we do webinars, we do office hours, we do those user journeys, our account journeys as well, to really figure out what are the right assets for those customers.
Right, so you talked about user journeys, webinars, office hours. How do you think about self-help, learning management? Do you have anything like that in place?
Yeah, so our education team runs that piece, our learning management system, but we take those assets and we put them into place. So one of the journeys that we're working on, I'm really excited, we're probably gonna launch it after the first of the year, is a new admin journey. So we can identify that someone's a new admin by certain motions that they're doing in the platform. So we don't have to rely on someone saying that person's an admin. So we can gather that data by how they're using the platform. And then we take our learning tools that we get from our education team and we drop them into those journeys and say, hey, you should really go do this thing. This here is going to set you up for success. It's going to help you get to the next level. It's going to help you advance your career. But it also helps us because we know that we need those individuals in those roles to make sure that they're growing and helping their organization as well. So we collaborate with it. It goes back to that create once, use multiple times. So we use those assets from different teams. We work really closely with our demand generation team on the pieces that they do for thought leadership or top of funnel and even some things that are more mid funnel, because we know that our customers also need that. Because you don't become a customer of an organization and know all of the best practices and thought leadership that will ever need to be known. You have to continue to grow that as well. And so we work really closely by either inviting customers to those events or bringing those assets over and using them at the right time in the life cycle.
So you said a number of things here that are very interesting, and let's go a little bit deeper on a couple of them. Cool. The first one is you talked about having listening posts along the customer journey to detect risk and expansion opportunities. Can you talk about what does that look like in a digitally led CS program?
So let's take an expansion one real quick. If you are an organization that sells based off of licenses or consumption or the amount of something, if you have those things in contract, so let's talk about Gainsight a little bit more. We have licenses in contract, we have number of customers in contract for our CS platform. What we'll do then is we listen and we say, okay, when you are at 95% of your license being deployed and fully utilized, that is an opportunity for an expansion. So then we can either send an email to the customer, depending on the segment. The smaller segments, we might automatically send an email to them. And we say, hey, look, guess what? We notice that you're doing this. It's awesome. And you're at the spot that we see other customers like you would typically expand. How's your team growing? Would you like some more licenses? Very similar with customer accounts too. With customer accounts, the goal is never to like have that number come down, right? Every organization's goal and aspiration is to continue growing their customer base. So same thing, when you start to reach that top number of customers, for our smaller segments, we'll reach out through more of an automated message to those customers. But for our larger organizations, what we'll do is instead we send an email to the account manager on that and say, hey, guess what? If you didn't see this, we want you to know that. So that's one of the examples around expansion. When it comes to risk, things like stakeholder changes are big. So when we see that someone who is the exec buyer who's been logging into the systems, no longer logging into the system, probably they might have left. So we then create that notice, reach out to the next level down at the organization through an automated email. Hey, we noticed that this is happening. Is everything okay? Is there someone new that we need to work with? Or we send a notice to the CSM and say, hey, this happened. Can you reach out to them? Make sure that everything's okay. The other thing is we have some listening tools built into our platform that listen for things like an M&A, a merger or acquisition, listens for new key roles are hired. So basically anytime an organization would publish a press release, and then we can create those actions within the platform. So, hey, congratulations here, congratulations there. Oh, let's talk about this. And so being able to assist those motions and those risks. And then another risk one would be adoption drops, usage drops. Oh, that's not good. And sometimes it's because of a holiday break. So there are sometimes we get listening posts and we're like, false positive or false negative. I'm in Austin, Chris. So for some reason, every single school district here takes spring break the exact same week. And so when I first started managing accounts here at Gainsight, I had an Austin portfolio. Every single year after spring break for 2 weeks, all of a sudden I got these usage notifications like, hey, know what it is, close that out. But when you get those, there's sometimes a really good opportunity to find out, like, you have a new stakeholder, their use case changed. So being able to take those listening posts and drive towards the action.
So it sounds like the bulk of the listening posts are set up around sophisticated or thoughtful monitoring of the usage of the product and who's using it, paired with kind of external listening around press releases, public notices of something that the company has announced.
Yeah. Awesome. I had one earlier this morning that was, this organization purchased this one. Guess what? They were both Gainsight customers. So that's a really quick outreach. So, hey, congrats. Let me help introduce anyone that you need to be introduced to. Really excited to see you both grow.
Amazing. The other thing that you shared, which I'm guessing guessing that you're probably gonna have a strong opinion on this one. So, we've talked about digitally led CS so far, predominantly around lower touch customers, but how do you think about applying a digitally led model to a medium touch or even a high touch customer?
Yeah, this is a great question. The caution that I give people is if you go into this too strong and say, I'm doing it across the board, you're going to get huge pushback. CSMs are naturally protectors of their accounts. They want to know every single thing that goes to them. They want to know every single touch point that happens to them. It's just our nature. If you don't think about that for your customer, you're probably not in the right role as a CSM. And so what we do is we took a philosophy that goes, if it has a net neutral or net positive impact, if we assume that, we're going to do it across the board. We're not going to ask questions. But if it'll possibly have a net negative impact, we're going to take a pause. We're going to ask some questions and figure out which route to go. A couple of really good examples of that are user journeys, especially new user journeys. We touched on that earlier. If I'm a global CSM, I might have 4 accounts, but I could have thousands of users under them. But if I'm in our SMB or mid-market segment, I might have 30 to 40 accounts and 10 to 15 users in them. So the scale of users is different. And so when you think about it on that scale, when user journeys have to be automated in the upper end of our segmentation, just because of the sheer scale of users that will be in there, because you cannot be able to go out and say, I'm going to train all of my end users on the way that this UI changed. And so we had that happen earlier this year. We rolled out some new UI and UX into our platform. We were really excited about it, but we knew that waking up Tuesday morning in April that all of our CSMs and end users were going to go in and go, wait a second, this looks different. Then you could get escalations to their admins, which would escalate to our support, which would escalate to our CSMs. And so what we did was we were really thoughtful about it. We said, what can we put in application to make the end user say, okay, I understand what changed and where I need to go now. And by doing that, we didn't get a single escalation to support, didn't get a single escalation to a CSM, because we answered the questions for those end users before they had to ask them. And so it's being thoughtful in those ways. And that's an example of something that we can do in application. So it's not just sending an email out. I'm going to send you an email. I don't know about y'all, but the number of emails I get, if I don't know the name, it gets deleted. Like, I don't even open it anymore, unfortunately, just because of the sheer volume of emails that we get. And so being thoughtful about where to put it, that's one of those key components and pillars of our team. It's the right message at the right time to the right user. And a second key pillar of our team is lightening the load for CSM. How do we actually make it easier to be a CSM here at Gainsight? And that's one of the ways that we do it. We also look at, back to that right message, right time. We were very collaborative with our marketing team this year around our pulse communications. Every week we'd be on a meeting, they're like, hey, we want to send this email. We're like, great, don't send it to a customer this week. And they say, okay, we want to send this one. All right, we're like, okay, this one makes sense for you to send it. And other times we'd piggyback on them. So an example is we sent a track announcement. These are the tracks that we're going to have at Pulse this year. And then we followed that up with an email that we wrote on our team, but we sent it on behalf of the CSMs. And it said, based on the user's persona, we said, hey, these are the tracks that you should attend this year. We're really excited about it. Some of our most quiet stakeholders responded. Stakeholders who have never responded to the CSM before responded and said, I'm really excited about Pulse. Thank you for sharing these with me. And so it's those little nuances there where, I mean, Chris, you can imagine if someone asked you to send an email, one email to 100 people, how much time that would take. And so we took all of that effort off of our CSM team. And we were able to do that. We had some registration numbers that we were hoping to hit. We hit them earlier than we've ever hit them before because of the way that we were very thoughtful and the way that we sent the emails and the messages to our users.
These are amazing insights. And I think to wrap up our conversation today, let's leave the audience with some nuggets on how to think about building out their first or maybe evolve their team. So you did a good job at the beginning of talking about the different skills that you've onboarded onto your digitally led team. You talked about having an ops person, a content person, a pooled CSM group. Can you just go through, let's just go through one by one each group and what they're responsible for on your team, and that will give our listeners a chance to think about what they want to do this year in 2022.
Most of the skill sets or the roles are probably already somewhere in your organization. And that's where we started earlier this year was those roles and skill sets were spread out across Gainsight, but being able to help centralize them on one team really helped because what we were seeing was all of our digital led efforts were happening, but in little small pieces and pockets of the organization. So being able to centralize it really helped us move quicker and faster to hit our achievements this year. So when we look at the different teams, we made the conscious decision earlier this year to bring customer marketing onto my team for the roles that were more, their metrics were more aligned to customer success. So adoption marketing. When you think about that, that role there, adoption marketing, the goal is to get users to use the platform. The goal is to get accounts to use more features of the platform. So those are motions that a CSM would naturally do. But in a scaled motion, we need someone who owns more of that. And so that's where that role came into play was we're like, we want to do this because it's not only helps this segment here, it's going to help across the board and make it easier for a CSM to be a CSM. I'm going to hold on advocacy for a second and we'll come back to that one. For our pooled team, it was something where we were not ready and at Gainsight, we probably will never move to a fully automated motion just because of who Gainsight is. So we weren't ready to do that. So we knew we still needed people there to help with that. And so when we were looking at how do we build out our pooled CSM team and the motions that we do around that, we looked at what were those key externally facing motions that CSMs did. So we saw things like CSM best practices, Gainsight best practices, technical best practices. And when we looked at that, we saw that we could solve for some of those motions by doing one to many. So Gainsight best practices, we can do that in webinars. CS best practices, we can do that in webinars. Technical best practices was a little bit harder because there's some nuances to it. And that's where we're like, okay, let's find some CSMs who are a little bit more technical. They can run office hours. They know how to communicate over email. They can communicate really well in meetings as well. And that's where we started to build those motions. So we looked at what things can they assist with and what things can they own while we were building more of those one-to-many motions. So as we start to move into the ops team, we have one person who's geared towards what is that experience in the application from a CS perspective or driving towards it. So back a little bit, we haven't really talked about the product-led growth model, but that's where this starts to come into play. How do we use our platform as well as the way that we communicate within it to drive that growth? And so there's one member of my team dedicated to that. They work cross-functionally. They work with product. They work with docs. They work with our other CS ops team to really make sure that we're communicating the right message at the right time. And then as we look at our communications individual, they're there to make sure that we're not sending too many emails to our customers in any given day or any given week. So they manage all emails that go to customers go through this person just to make sure that we know what's going out when. And so also we can communicate to different teams about that. That person also helps run our webinar governance program. So with that, they have an eye on all of the things and events that are happening for our customers to help share that communication. So they quarterback that. They share with our in-app specialist on what things might need to be promoted there, with our CSMs, with our adoption marketing team as well. Advocacy is the one that a lot of people are like, that seems strange to be on your team. And it can be at times, but it's not. It really does make sense, because when we've had advocacy sit in different areas, customer marketing has moved around Gainsight back and forth the 4 years I've been here. But when we looked at it, we said, look, like the goal for our advocacy team is, yes, to increase more advocates. It's also to make sure like we're doing that networking piece. And so we're looking at how do we help take these requests from sales, or even post it like the account management team or the AEs or install base and like our CSMs, and match them the best way. So we want to make sure like what's best for the customer, what's best for sales. So we don't really, since we don't own the customer in that aspect, we don't own the sale in that aspect, we can really put aside all of those things and say, we just really want to make the best match. And it goes closer towards those success metrics. So we look at how many advocates, how many times can we match an advocate with a sales rep? And as we're building out the program, we're building more scale into it. How do we more programmatically identify our advocates? How do we more programmatically match them with the right prospects as well? So that's where we start to see the scale aspect of that come into play. And how we've really built out the team. We also have an associate on the team. They kind of move around to different aspects of it to help support us and help build our documentation process.
Amazing insights today, Lane. Thank you for joining us, for sharing your thinking, your experience on the digitally led program, but probably most importantly, just helping us as a community think about how to level up, mature our CS organizations, and deliver better experiences. So very thankful and appreciative of you for joining us today.
It was a pleasure, Chris. I love having this conversation. I'm passionate about it. And so it's hard to say no when someone asks me to talk about this, just because it's really on the front edge of it. We are developing and designing what this can look like for everyone who's doing this right now. That's what you're doing. We're building something that hasn't really existed at the level that we expect it to have in the past.
So everyone just go ahead right now, go on to LinkedIn, find Lane Holt. She's currently at Gainsight, and follow her future thinking and posts around digitally led. Thanks again.
And that's it for this week's episode of NuffSaid. To learn more about NuffSaid's proactive intelligence platform, you can visit NuffSaid.com. That's NuffSaid.com. And you can follow NuffSaid on LinkedIn. To tune in to more real customer success strategies, head over to your podcast platform of choice and make sure you're subscribed. Thanks for tuning in. Nuff Said.